Blog Talk Radio.
The Lord is my light and salvation. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to the broadcast today. I want you to stay tuned. We're going to have a great time in the Lord. I tell you, God is good, and every time I turn around, He just keeps on blessing me. I know God got a word for you. Please call your neighbors and your friend and let them know that the Apostle Lonnie Stocks is on the air, and it's the Wake Up to Jesus broadcast. And you know what? God loved you so much that He died in your stead. Stay tuned. Let's go to church. We're going to have a good time. The Lord is the strength of my life. Who shall I fear? I will not fear what man can do to me, because I look to Jesus, who is the author and finisher of my faith. Good morning, and God bless you. So glad that you tuned in today. This is the day that the Lord has made. We're going to rejoice in it and be glad therein. This morning I was talking on this 4 a.m. broadcast about continuing in Jesus Christ. And so today I'm going to let you know again on the 7 a.m. broadcast, if you continue in the Lord, that's what really makes you complete, is you continue in Him. Don't stop. That's what makes you complete, if you continue in Him. Don't give up. Don't give up. If you continue in the Lord, that's what makes you complete. Just don't give up. Continue. Keep going. No matter what it looks like, no matter what you're going through, just keep pushing. Because if you continue in God, if you continue, God will bring the past. I want you to know that if you continue, if you continue in God, don't stop, don't give up. See, you got to continue. Continue believing. Keep on believing. Don't stop believing. Come on, don't stop believing. Don't stop trusting. Continue in faith. Continue in faith. If you do that, God's going to bring to pass what you need in your life. But you got to continue. So you can't start and then stop. You got to continue. You understand what I'm saying? You got to continue. Now, I dealt with that some this morning. And I'm going to look at it again in the 7 a.m. broadcast. You guys wasn't on the 4 a.m. broadcast, so I'm going to bring it to you now. Continue. Okay, let's look at the scripture that God gave me for that. Look on your screen there, right? In Colossians chapter 1, verse 21 through 23, it says in verse 21, "And you that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now has he reconciled." Verse 22, "in the body of his flesh through death, to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight." Watch verse 23. "If you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which ye have heard, which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister." See the word continue. Continue in faith. Can't stop. You may be sick, but you got to continue. You may lose your job, but you got to keep on believing. Keep on trusting that he's going to be all right. You may not have any money today, but you must continue trusting that all things is working together for good to them that love the Lord. See the word continue? You must continue. My thought today is continue believing. Continue believing. Don't give up your belief. See, Satan is doing everything that he possibly can to make you give up your belief. He's doing everything he can to make you and I stop believing. He don't want us to believe now. See, as long as we believe, he know God is going to come to our aid. But once you give up and don't believe, then God can't come to your aid. So Satan is doing everything in his power to stop you and I from believing. He'll let your friends turn against you. He'll let your loved ones turn against you. All for one purpose, to stop you and I from believing. He don't want us to believe now. He wants us to believe that God is not with us. He wants us to doubt that God is with us. He wants us to trust in ourselves. Look, I'm going to play a song that I played at 4 a.m., James, Fortune, and Fire. I trust you. Because there come times it looks like you're right by yourself, but you still got to trust God. Take a listen.
One of the most difficult things to do is find yourself in a storm. While in that storm, it seems like everyone who you thought you could count on has walked away. Sometimes it seems like even God himself has forgotten about you. But in spite of that, to still be able to lift your hands and say, Lord, I trust you. Sometimes it's so hard because everything that I see tells me not to believe.
change fortune and fire. I trust you. My thought today is continue in faith or continue believing. And I'm coming out of Colossians chapter 1, verse 2, verse 21, 22, and 23. And verse 21 says, once again, and you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now has he reconciled. That means he's made peace with you. Now watch the scripture. Verse 22. Okay, let me go over that today. All right. Verse 22. Here we are. All right, now verse 22. Verse 22 says, in the body of his flesh through death, talking about Jesus, to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. Jesus did that for you and I. Now watch this, though. The next verse is the verse where I got my thought from. Verse 23. That's Colossians chapter 1 and verse 23. It begins by saying, if ye continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which ye have heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. Look at the top of the verse. And if you continue in faith, my thought is continue. No matter what you have to go through, no matter who deserts you, and sometimes you know people will desert you. No matter whether you lose your job or don't lose your job, no matter whether you have money or don't have money, you got to continue believing the gospel. You can't take your focus off the gospel. You can't look at people and look to them for your support. You got to look to Jesus, to the Lord Jesus Christ, and to God Almighty. Never take your focus off him. He said, if you continue, now notice that. My thought is continue believing. Don't stop believing what you read. Don't stop believing the word that was preached to you. Don't stop believing. Let me read that to you in another translation. In the NLT, it says this, right? Yet, verse 22, yet now has he reconciled you to himself through the death of Christ in his physical body. As a result, he has brought you into his own presence, and you are holy and blameless as you stand before him without a single fault. Now watch this in the next verse. Verse number 23, Colossians 1 in the New Living Testament. It says, but you must continue to believe this truth and stand firmly in it. Don't drift away from the assurance you received when you heard the gospel. The good news has been preached all over the world, and I, Paul, have been appointed as God's servant to proclaim it. Paul said, I'm proclaiming the gospel, and I want you to believe it. Paul is telling you and I to believe the gospel. Now watch this. It's amazing. It's just amazing. You know, the gospel is amazing, but there's something you need to look at here. If you would receive a letter today with this truth in it, would you stand firm on it? Would you trust in it? If you received a letter today from a man that you never met, you never seen him, a man who's a prisoner, a man who's accused of being a troublemaker, how would you respond? Better yet still, how are you going to respond to this message? You've never seen me. You don't know me. Paul says that if you continue in the word, God will bless you. Now, how you going? Now, you never seen me. Do you believe that? Will you accept that? What would you do if Paul had wrote you a letter? You never seen him and never met him. Found out he's in prison. He's accused of being a troublemaker. How would you respond? What's going to be your response this morning? Look, the Colossians, the church of Colossae, those believers faced that exact problem. They was faced with the problem of getting a letter from a man that they never seen. They knew Paul had been instrumental in leading their pastor, Epaphras, to the saving faith in Christ. They knew that. They knew that their pastor used to tell them that this guy named Paul preached to him, and through Paul's preaching, he got saved. They know that. But they never seen Paul. Now Paul's in jail. They also knew that Epaphras had gone to Rome to consult with Paul and had not returned. Now, the same man that's been preaching to you about this man that you're getting the letter from that's in prison, now he went to see him and he doesn't return yet. But yet, now here you're getting the letter from him. How would you respond? How would you respond from a man that's in jail, in prison, that your pastor tells you he got saved through the man, but your pastor went to see him and he hasn't come back yet, but you get a letter from a man in prison telling you to trust God? The church member, the members of that Colossian church that received the letter from Paul, it was brought to them by Tychicus and Onesimus. That letter was brought to them, but not by their pastor, but by someone else. I'm not your pastor. You never seen me in your life. Some of you probably would never see me. But will you accept this word today? Will you accept what God is saying? Will you trust God? You know what happened? A lot of the false teachers in Colossae had been discrediting Paul and causing doubt in the people's mind. The false teachers were saying, Paul ain't no good. He's a renegade. He's a blasphemer. And he's a troublemaker. And they were saying, why are you going to listen to a man who's a political prisoner? He's in jail. Don't listen to him. They asked, can you trust a man like that? Can you trust a man such as Paul? Maybe some of you, I'm asking you, do you think you could trust Paul? Or do you think you could trust the word that I'm bringing to you on this morning? Do you think you could trust it? Will you trust what I'm telling you? That if you stand firm with God, if you remain faithful with God, God will vindicate you. He will deliver you. He will set you free. Will you trust that? Will you rely on that? Will you depend on that? You've never seen me. And I'm sure you've heard a lot of things about me. Some good, maybe some bad. But do you believe that if you keep your faith in God, do you believe that God's going to make everything all right? Paul, no doubt, realized that this would be the situation. So he paused in the first letter to Colossians. He said, let me just take the time out here to give you some words of explanation. I know you heard a lot about me, but let me give you some words of explanation. I want to explain myself. Yet they didn't see him now. Mind you, they're getting the letter from a man that they never seen. Paul had been so wrapped up in exalting Jesus Christ that he had not even shown any interest in writing about himself. Paul was so dedicated to spreading the gospel that he took no pain to explain who he was. Paul was just pro-Jesus. It was all Christ. In this section, Paul explains his three ministries. He tells them who he is. Do you understand? They now get a word from Paul. Number one, he says, continue. C-O-N-T-I-N-U-E. That comes from a Greek word, meno. M-E-N-O, with the emphasis on the O. It's a verb found about 120 times with the predominant sense of abide, remain. The word meno, the word continue, the word meno means to abide and remain and continue. The predominant sense of the word means to abide and to remain. Will you stay steadfast? Will you remain steadfast? Will you keep your confidence and your reliance and your faith in Jesus Christ. The word meno, M-E-N-O, with the emphasis on the O. The Bible tells us here that Paul says continue, which overlaps in the meaning with remain. Continue means remain. Remain faithful. Remain trustworthy. Remain dependent. Stay right there. Don't give up your hope. Don't give up your hope in God. Never, ever give up your hope in God. Never, ever. Not one time. Not one time should you give up your hope. God is who he said he is. God will make a way from you. Hey, listen to this. Ain't no friend like Jesus.
Have you ever had someone in your life who you thought was a real close friend? Someone you thought you could always lean and depend on. But the very time you really, really needed that person, they let you down. Well, let me put something on your mind.
A friend ain't no friend.
True friend. See, Jesus is a true friend. He's not a friend that just comes and just walks away from you. He'll stay there. He'll remain there. He's a constant, like the North Star. It never moves. Jesus is a friend that will never let you down. He said, I call you no longer my servants, but I call you my friend. You're my friend. Jesus is our friend. He's your friend. A friend will lay down his life for his friend. Jesus laid down his life that you and I could be saved. He loved us that much. And if we continue trusting in him and believing him, you know, I get hurt a lot. I really do. I'm not saying that just to, for you to feel sorry for me. But I get hurt a lot because I believe in friendship. I remember before I got saved, way back when I was, let's see, I can go back when I was 15 years old, because I got my driver's license at 15 years old. And there was this friend in my neighborhood named William Earl Gardner. We was true friends. I mean, we was friends. I got a car when I was 15 years old. He was a couple of years older than I. He was about 16 or 17. But I was 15. And William Earl and I was real, real good friends. William Earl could come to me and say, Lonnie, I want to use the car. Now that was an automobile. It was a 50 Ford. My first automobile was a 1950 Ford maroon. I would let William Earl drive the car. And I remember the car had needed, then the Lord blessed me. I got a 1951 Ford, My first car was a 1950 Ford. It was maroon. Then the Lord blessed me to get a 1951 Ford. It was white all over. I mean, that was a pretty car, 1951 Ford. But we needed some tires on it. You know what William Earl did? William Earl played hooky from school, went out and picked cotton all day long to buy a tire to put on my car. He did it 2 days. We were friends. Nothing that I helped from him. He could drive my car. I let him have money if I had it. He would do likewise to me. And I went through life thinking everybody was like that. But I came to a rude awakening. People just not like that. I never found anyone like William Earl. We were so friends, so much of a friend. But you know who I found out? That Jesus is a closer friend than William Earl was. William Earl Gardner. He'd been dead now about 20 years, but we were friends, man. We was friends. If I had, he had. If he had, I had. We shared together. Never slept together, but we were friends. We were heterosexual friends. He was older than I, but we were friends. Jesus is your friend. Jesus Christ is a true friend. Jesus Christ is your friend. He's my friend. And you know what? You can depend on him. If you depend on Jesus. Let me look at something. John chapter 15. I got my Bible here. Let's see. John chapter 15. John chapter 15. Verse 13. Maybe I should put it on the screen. Let me just do that. Let me put it on the screen because I can do that. Okay? John chapter 15. And let's look at verse 13, John chapter 15. John 15. Okay, I didn't want no Jonah. What am I doing? J-O-H-N. There you are. Let's look at verse 13. Now, I put it on the screen for you. John chapter 15, verse 13. Jesus says this, greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Now, Jesus laid down his life for you and I. And that's what Paul is teaching us over there in Colossians, that Jesus laid down his life for you, man. And if you trust him, everything will be all right. If you keep your faith in Jesus, if you continue believing, the word continue comes from a Greek word, meno, M-E-N-O, with the emphasis on O. It's a verb found just about 120 times with the predominant sense of abide. The word continue means to abide or remain. To abide or remain. That remain with your confidence in Jesus. Remain to continue in Jesus. Overlapping with the word remain. Continue and remain. Don't give up. I don't care what you got to go through. Keep your faith in Jesus. I don't care who walk away from you. Keep your faith in Jesus. I don't care who don't believe in you. Keep your faith and your reliance and your confidence and your trust in Jesus. Are you looking at me? I'm looking at you on the screen right now. Do you believe what Paul is telling us? To continue in the Lord. Don't just give up. The English word that's used in the King James Bible, abide, means to remain. It's 61 times when it said abide in the King James Bible. It means to abide. Continue means to abide. And it's in the King James Bible 61 times. And the word remain is 16 times. And the word dwell is 15 times. Continue is 11 times. Tarry 9 times. Endure 3 times. This word, M-E-N-O, with the emphasis on O, in the Greek means to remain. It means to dwell. It means to continue. It means to tarry. It means to endure. Abide. Remain. Dwell. When God said, when Jesus said, I think it's in the 14th chapter of John, my Father and I will take our abode in you. Abode, that means they're moving you, they're living you. Christ is in you and in I. If we stand on the word, if you don't be moved by circumstances and situations, if you remain steadfast, unmovable, abiding in the word and trust in the belief in the word of God, Paul said the gospel had been preached all over the world, but if you just continue. There's some examples in the Bible, like the blind man in Mark chapter 10, verse 46 through 52. You can be blind. If you trust God, he'll make a way for you. If you trust God and put you know what I found out? A lot of people that was saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, the moment some tragedy take place, they can't take it. I was sharing with my secretary yesterday. I said, you know what, evangelist? She said, what? Some people can't stand pain. They can't stand pain. They can't stand pain. Like people that wear partials. You see, some people got partials. They got them home in the shelf in a drawer. They won't wear them because you got to go through some pain. You got to get used to and accustomed to wearing them. And so they can't stand no pain. So they'd rather walk around snagger tooth. Hello, somebody. Okay, let me get back to this. In Mark chapter 10, verse 46, let me read something to you. And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. See, he sat there because he knew Jesus was coming. He sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and said, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Verse 48, and many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more, a great deal. Thou son of David, have mercy on me. Verse 49, and Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. Verse 50, and he casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. Verse 51, and Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. Verse 52, and Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Why? Because he stood, he sat. He sat at a place where Jesus was coming. He reminded himself that don't leave self because Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming by. If you trust Jesus today, if you put your faith in Jesus today, the same thing that happened to this blind man can happen to you. The same thing, this man was blind, but he trusted the Lord Jesus Christ. Even though he was blind, he trusted Jesus Christ. Let me show you something else. There was a government official. And you know what? Let's look at his stages of faith. This official, let's read the story. Over there in John, chapter number 4, verse number 44. The Bible says in John chapter 4, verse 44, "For Jesus himself testified that a prophet has no honor in his own country. Then when he was come into Galilee, the Galileans received him, having seen all the things that he did at Jerusalem at the feast. For they also went unto the feast. And Jesus came again into Cana of Galilee, where he made the water wine. And there was a certain nobleman there whose son was sick at Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus was come out of Judea into Galilee, he went unto him and besought him that he would come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. Then said Jesus unto him, except you see signs and wonders, you will not believe. The nobleman said unto him, sir, come down here, my son die. Jesus says unto him, go thy way, thy son liveth. And the man believed the word that Jesus had spoken unto him, and he went his way." Notice verse 50. He believed the word that Jesus spoke. Do you believe it? Do you believe the word that Jesus speak? Verse 51. "And as he was now going down, his servant met him and told him, saying, thy son liveth. Then inquired he of them the hour when he began to amend. And they said unto him, yesterday at the seventh hour of the fever left him. So the father knew that it was at that same hour in the which Jesus said unto him, thy son liveth. And he himself believed, and his whole house." This is again the second miracle that Jesus did when he was come out of Judea into Galilee. Do you believe? The question is, do you believe? See, keep on believing. Don't stop believing. The same way this man's servant was healed, child was healed. The same way this official child was healed. The same way God worked a miracle, he can work a miracle for you. Let's go to John chapter 5 and look at verse 18 and 20. I'm just reading it this morning, okay? Is that all right? John chapter 5, verse 18 and 20. "Now here's a son, a man with palsy, the hope of perverting from healing, the hope, of persevering for healing. He was hoping to be healed." Let's look at Luke's gospel. Luke's Gospel, chapter 5. Let me go back to Luke's Gospel, chapter 5. Okay, Luke's Gospel, chapter 5, the gospel that's been recorded by Luke. Chapter 5, let's look at verse 18. You got your Bible? If not, I'm going to read it to you. And behold, men brought in a bed, a man that was taken with a palsy. And they sought means to bring him in and to lay him before him. And when they could not find by what way they might bring him in because of the multitude, they went upon the housetop and let him down through the tilling with his couch in the midst before Jesus. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said unto him, man, thy sins are forgiven thee. I remember I preached that once at CBI. Matter of fact, that's the first message I preached at CBI in the Bible school. And it was, I don't think we had 12 minutes or well, I don't remember how many minutes we had. But I remember this. I got up to preach and I was telling the story. And my minutes ran out. But I told the story when they had let Jesus, when he was up on the roof, And I had taken too long to tell the story. And I got the man up on the roof. And the lady stands up for me to go sit down. I looked at her. I said, I can't sit down now. How stupid could I be? I said, I can't sit down now. And she said, time is up. I said, I can't sit down now. Dr. Johnson, C.R. Johnson, God bless his soul. He said, leave him alone. Let him go ahead. Man, I couldn't sit down. The man was on the roof. I had to put the man in front of Jesus in my mind. I had to place the man in front of Jesus so Jesus could heal the man. You know what? If you keep your faith in Jesus, he'll still heal you. The healing power of Jesus is still available. Jesus Christ can heal you now. Let me tell you something. There is some results when you persevere. When you trust God to the max, you'll find out that God will do abundantly above that you could all ever ask or think. Let me look at something. Second Timothy. Let's go to 2 Timothy for a minute. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 16 and 18. The word of God says, and the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. He said, God will deliver you from every evil work. God will deliver you. But you got to trust him. Verse 16 says, let me read verse 16. And at my first answer, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. I pray God that it may not be laid to their charge. That's 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 16. Verse 17, watch this now. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known, and that all the Gentiles might hear. And I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion, and the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work, and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. That's 2 Timothy chapter number 4, verse 16, 17, and 18. If you stay with God, if you don't give up, if you don't turn loose, I'll guarantee you God will take care of you. He'll deliver you. He'll set you free. He'll stand with you. He won't desert you. He will not leave you. He will not abandon you. God's presence will be with you. And you know the presence of God there, you automatically win. Jesus assures of his healing. Do I have time to read this? In Matthew chapter 9, let's look at something. I'm going to read some of it anyway. Matthew chapter 9. Let's take a look at verse 8. No, Matthew chapter 9. Let's look at verse 1. All right? Matthew chapter 9, verse 1. And he entered into a ship and passed over and came into his own city. And behold, they brought to him a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee. Verse 3, and behold, certain of the scribes said within themselves, this man blasphemous. And Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, wherefore think ye evil in your hearts? Verse 5, for whether it is easier to say, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, arise and walk? But that ye may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins, then say he to the sick of the palsy, arise, take up thy bed and go into thy house. And he arose and departed to his house, marveled and glorifying God, which had given such power unto men. That's what God would do for you if you trust him. That's what Paul means. That's what the meaning of the text is. If you stand with God, if you keep trusting him, you continue with it. You don't see it yet, but you will see it. In Matthew chapter 10, verse 22, Jesus assures us of salvation. Let me see something. Oh, man. God, isn't God good? Somebody say God is good. Matthew 10 and verse 22. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that enters, endures to the end, shall be saved. You're going to be hated. You're not going to be liked. But Jesus said, if you just hold on, endure. There's that word endure. Meno, M-E-N-O, emphasis on the O, Greek word. If you endure, abide, continue, you shall be saved. That's a guarantee. You shall be saved. That's a guarantee. That's a guarantee you shall be saved. Look at the demonstration of faith in Mark chapter 2. I'm going to go to Mark chapter 2. I usually do this with a computer, but I'm using my Bible today. Somebody say he's using his Bible. Mark chapter 2. It's a good thing to get familiar with your Bible, right? In Mark chapter 2, I'm going to just look at something here. In Mark chapter 2, verse 4, verse number 4, it says, there we are. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. See, if you put it to Jesus, if you present it to Jesus, I'll guarantee you he'll bless you. If you present it to Jesus, he will bless you. If you trust him, if you don't doubt it, man, I done talked for a whole hour. I didn't realize I talked for an hour. You know, that my mother told me, she said, boy, you talk so much, when you get old, when you die, you ain't going to have nothing to say. Well, my mother's been dead 50 years. She ain't said nothing either. So we'll be in the same category. Amen. Let me show you the last scripture. Mark chapter 10, verse 48. Mark chapter 10, verse 48. It says something here that's important. He says, and many charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried the more a great deal, thy son of David, have mercy on me. When people don't want to hear from you, keep on praying. Keep on trusting God. Never stop trusting God. Never give up. Look, I told you it's a painful thing because I got a lot of friends that say they're my friends, and they never got time for me. They're always busy. I'll see you next week. And man, if I would have known in time, but Jesus won't do you that way. Keep on believing, my friend. Keep on trusting. The Bible says in Colossians chapter 1, verse 23, if you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which ye have heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, wherefore I, Paul, am made a minister. Paul said, I assure you, if you stay with Jesus and with God, everything going to be all right. Well, my name is Apostle Lonnie Stocks, and I approve this message. I'm located here in Brooklyn, New York at 509 Evergreen Avenue between Courtney Street and Putnam Avenue. I invite you to come by and be with us. That's the address on the screen. The Jesus Saves Ministry, 509 Evergreen Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11221. Make a donation. Send them out to the Jesus Saves Ministry. Listen, you put the acronyms, TJSM, 509 Evergreen Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11221. Or you can do it online at www.tjsm.org. Click on the donation page and make your donation right there. Or after 9 a.m. this morning, you can call me at 718-574-2244 and make your donation by credit card. God is good and he's worthy to be praised. I'm your host. My name is Apostle Lonnie Stocks. And I want you to know that my ministry is on the air 24-7, even when I'm asleep. You can get me by telephone 1213-992-4339. Or you can go to my website, www.tjsm.org. Click on TJSM Around the Clock. There's a message on there, Around the Clock, 24-7. All right? I got to go. Clock on the wall, tell me so. Listen, it's been fun. I've enjoyed it. But, you know, the same way I came in, I got to go out. I came in as a man. I want to go out as a man. I want to let you know that God still loves you. Listen, he loves you, and every praise belong to him. Have a good day in Jesus. And don't forget noonday prayer today, right here at Jesus Aid Ministry. And service this evening with Deborah Simpson going to be the preacher at 7:30.
Put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Second.